On April 20, 1999, two heavily armed teenagers killed 13 people and injured 23 in a mass shooting at Columbine High School. 10 years on, I asked President of Gun Control Australia, John Crook, what's been done to tighten gun control in the United States.
Nothing whatsoever. While the Republicans under George W. Bush have been in power, they have actually weakened the system of gun laws considerably. A federal assault weapon ban came up for consideration, and George W. refused to allow that to be continued. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the regulatory body in America is called the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms. Now, they need a lot of power in order to track criminals and to cancel the authority of rogue gun dealers. Now, George W. Bush circumscribed the BATF's power greatly, so it's much more difficult to stop criminals and rogue dealers than it was, say, 20 years ago.
How easy is it for a teenager in the US to get hold of a gun?
Ownership has to be about 18, but as the Columbine incident showed, if you get someone who's legally entitled to own a gun to go to a gun show, that person can get the guns and then give them to you. In other words, one of the major problems in America is the freedom for which criminals and potential criminals can buy guns easily. If you allow guns for self-defense, it means you've got to allow handguns, and the next thing you know, there's loaded handguns under your pillow. These are the controls which America allows and which give it the shockingly high rate of gun deaths. And generally speaking, nearly all Western countries are vastly safer from guns than America, and the answer is it's American gun laws. All our politicians must oppose groups like the Sporting Shooters Association who want to bring American gun laws to Australia. If they win, there will be Columbines in Australia in decades in the future.
In 1999, after a wave of school shootings, 63% of Americans were in favour of stricter gun control laws, but that percentage has fallen to only 39% today. Why is the public losing interest in tighter gun control?
I think the trouble with America, people have started to give up faith that the gun problem can be solved, and it'll be up to Obama to start to peg back the disastrous years of the NRA-dominated Bush administration.
School shootings are deliberate, premeditated attacks. I asked Dr. Sue Brandreniki what motivates kids to carry out these acts.
I see it as these students being very frustrated, and it's an act of revenge. And for some, obviously, it is fame, because they kind of get known, you know, in terms of a particular shooting. But in the Columbine case, those two children were under medication, and that could have prompted the act. I mean, it's not normal, let's face it. It's not every kid who will take a gun and shoot somebody for revenge. I'm of the opinion there is social pressure on these kids who are at school, and it's a form of revenge.
How do you think the internet and technology comes into play in these situations?
Very much so, because they are basically copycat shootings. So they access videos and all sorts of, media publicity with regard to how you can kill people, methods and so on. And technology is to blame, because these days, let's face it, you get onto YouTube, you get these movies, you can download them free, and they get their ideas from that. So it's like pouring petrol into a fire.
So we have technology like the internet and Facebook, etc., in Australia as well. So why haven't we seen similar school shootings here to the same extent as in the US?
I would put that down to actually the easy access to guns in America. Their population is much larger, the demographics there, they're much larger, and I would definitely put it down to easy access of guns. Our students don't have that easy access to guns.
So are Australia's gun laws good enough?
At the moment, I would say yes. Yes, they are. You know, they haven't let, even though we did have the Port Arthur massacre and the Monash incident, we still have fairly protected gun laws. They are not, the guns are not as freely available as in America. I mean, we still have the kids in our school who have the psychological imbalances, who take prescription drugs. We've still got the problem of poor parenting and the loss of our traditional values that we used to have, you know, the respect to society, members of society we've lost. We've got those same symptoms, but the trigger is actually not there for Australia as yet. I really hope it doesn't come to our country, because we could have copycat murders looking at the American counterpart.